Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hey. Okay.
Hey.
What's up, everybody? What up? What up, Big Red?
What
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, first of all, my apologies. Coming on late. I just had to do a little speed walk from Atlantic to J Street, and then from J Street back to Atlantic. Had to take care of some business. But, yo, what up, everybody? It's Big Red, Brother B, and we here, and it's the menu in the house. What up?
Oh, my God.
Crack-a-lackin'.
Yeah, yo.
Crack-a-lackin'.
What's that? How was it back in the days? I was booking.
I was booking.
Yo,
we was booking it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we was booking. I'm probably going to pay for that booking later. But I was booking in the meantime.
Oh, my God. Booking it.
What up, Red? What's going on?
Nothing. I ain't booking it. I wasn't booking
you
it.
You want to do that?
Oh, no. I can't be booking it like that. I need some skates. What was the thing called back in them? Some Heelys. I need some of those.
I don't trust the machines. Don't trust them.
Yeah, they couldn't trust them back then. They were saying kids was killing themselves and rolling out in the street or something. I don't know what the hell. I'm glad my kids didn't have none of them damn things.
A Healy or Wheelie. I don't miss that stuff. So, hope everybody all is well out there in Internet Land, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, whatever. What's good? Yo, call in numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Once again, I apologize for my tardiness, but yeah, I apologize, but I had to take care of some businesses. So
businesses.
And I got done. Got done. So
that's the main part. As long as it got done.
Now I just gotta grab some Advil because my speed walking is. I'm about to pay for that. So.
Oh yeah, you definitely. You better get Advil, Aleve.
Yeah.
Benicay.
I wish you could just roll that up. You just roll up some Advil or something. Just,
I'm sure they'll find some way to do that.
Eventually. Somebody gonna find out. So tonight's topic is what's going on. Now this is just like a off the head type of thing because you know, just to not be on one topic for the night, just kind of jump on, you know, touch upon a few things that's going on, you know, current events, you know, things of that nature.
Well, then it should have been
so,
called What the Hell is Going On. that's
okay.
What we should call it. What the Hell
well,
is
I,
Going On?
Well,
oh,
I,
God.
Okay, I know for next time, okay? So,
oh, God.
Now, you said you had something to say. So I'm going to let you say. You said you had something to say, so I'm going to let you say what you got to say, how you need to say it.
Okay, well, hold on. All right. It's like, how can I start it off? What I don't like, or I cannot say don't like, but, okay, in terms of us saying, like, what's going on, I'm seeing a lot of, not just noticing it, but it's happening too much, and I'm not used to it. I guess because I'm used to this, you know, social media, I'm used to these things, but I'm just not used to people just jumping on the bandwagon with everything. And then they jump on the bandwagon with other people, and then it's like, once again, like we always talk about the, you know, the internet, like kind of like internet bullying.
Yeah.
And because if you don't agree with somebody and what they're doing, it's like, oh, you're in the wrong. So now another person is going to make it seem like, oh, you're in the wrong. I can say this, like, okay, with the president this week, he did his farewell speech. Now, once again, it's no disrespect on the president. It's no, you know, it's not anything like that. But once again, not everybody has seen it. Not everybody watched it on that night. Maybe it might have been something else going on. A person might have been at work. Maybe they didn't know it was on. Okay, that's you understand. Like that's going to happen. But what I don't like is that don't make it seem like because you didn't watch it at that time when it was on, it's like, oh, that they must be a Trump supporter. Or oh, you're not looking at your president and giving it giving him your undivided attention. Like, you're getting brownie points for that. You're not getting any brownie points. And like I said, no disrespect to President Obama, because you know what, like I said, he is the best president we had. That's how I feel also. But once again, we don't live in an age where, okay, back in the days, everybody, you had one TV in the house. And you know this. The one TV was basically in the living room. Nobody really had it. And the only other TV that may have been in the house is maybe in your parents' room or your grandparents.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay? So
yep.
If a set show is on or something is on and, say, you're watching that, but that's on also, and then also on top of that, everybody has a cell phone. Like, it ain't like, it's like, nope, it's like, everybody has a cell phone. Even my dad, he's 85 years old, he even has a cell phone. He may not know how to use it properly, but he got one, and it's an up-to-date one. It's not one of those ones with the big-ass buttons and with the big buttons and all that stuff. It's a Galaxy. So it's like everybody has a cell phone, and once again, there is a thing called Facebook Live now, and they actually were streaming it live.
Okay.
So unless, you know, people know, everybody should at this age, I'm hoping, should know how to multitask. So it's nothing wrong with you maybe watching whatever you're watching, and you can also listen to that or watch it also. Like I said, once again, what if a person is not home and say they're in their car? That's what's
so wait,
what
wait,
they
wait,
have.
Wait. Wait, so you're trying to tell me somebody was attacked you, was coming at you because you didn't watch it when it came on TV?
Like they were trying to kind of do that. Like they were trying to say, oh, well, you should give him your under, oh, you're watching that, and that can wait and all this. I'm like, huh?
Well, like, put it like this. All right. Individuals like that are the, those, they try to come in on the knife ending and think they're going to save the day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, okay, he did his 4 years. I mean, he did 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now you probably had something to say about him the start of his second term when you started to see he wasn't doing anything for you. Like he was supposed to come to your house and be like, you know, oh, well, let me give you a list of services that, you know,
that you
I
need
can
to
offer
do for me.
You. Yeah, that you do for yourself, and then I can do for you. And, you know, do you want me to rub your feet and get your Coca-Cola while you're at it? You know, like, they're just mad because he wasn't doing what they wanted him to do. But now that he's leaving, you know, now all of a sudden they want to feel some type of way because now we got something else coming in. Listen, check this out. The damage has already been done. It's been 8 years. Everybody want to talk they crap. It's all good. Obama, President Obama, did not come in here to save black folk.
Mm-hmm.
He came in here to be the president of the United States. And black folk ain't the only people that live up in this joint. The Republicans have done everything they can to try and stop him at every end to do what he wanted to do for people.
Mm-hmm.
But the sad part is people have selective memories, and they want to only pick and choose the certain things that, well, Obama didn't do this, yeah, but he did this. Obama didn't do that, but yeah, he did this. But see, they don't want to, what is that saying? It's people always see what you don't do, but never see what you do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you got individuals that are seeing both, and they're undermining have undermined his 8 years, and now all of a sudden they want to talk junk and they want to have something to say.
Hey, listen,
my attitude is this. If your opinion was so important, or if you were so important, God would have put you on this earth by yourself.
Absolutely.
You would have been the only. You'd have been the only special thing on this earth. On this earth, no other humans would ever exist because you are the one. You're the ultimate.
Right. Like so, the wiz, you're the ultimate.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like that, and a bunch of munchkins can get you down the yellow brick road. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, individuals like that, they just want to start something. That's all.
Right.
Like my dad said, they just want to be starting something. That's all.
Right. Exactly. That's how I've seen it as. It's just like, okay, you know, it, once again, like I said, we live in an age where it's not like, oh, this is the, you know, like I said, you're not going to get brownie points. It's not like they're going to say, the Nielsen rain is going to say, oh, well, we had the whole black race watching this. So,
yeah,
you know
exactly.
What? Let's go and overturn the vote. It's not going to work like that. Like I said, everybody doesn't want to see him. Well, not everybody, but I'm sure the majority of, yes, we don't want to see him out of office. But you know what? He did what he, just like you say, he did what he could. And like you said, you know them Republicans, you know they wasn't going to let him do but so much. So now, okay, it's run its course. It's like, okay, all right, now we got to do something else. Unfortunately, it's not what we want, but it is what it is. You can't stop it. You can't do nothing about it. But don't don't make somebody feel, not to cut you off, sorry. Feel a certain way, and that's what I mean by I'm seeing a lot. I see it all the time, and not only with that, but okay, let me say something with like the thing with people that are. And I'm not going to say really whoever eats whatever they eat, that's their business. But I'm not going to say really the vegetarians. It's more the vegan people. People that are vegan.
Yeah.
They make it seem like, oh, you're horrible because you eat meat. Oh, you're horrible because you eat chicken. Oh, you're horrible because you. But guess what? You wasn't vegan all your life. You just turned vegan. So guess what? You was eating that same steak or that same chicken or that same. And it's like. They try to pick everything as a problem.
This is the thing. Well, yeah. You can eat the mud pie. Some sprinkles.
Some chocolate covered ants or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, listen, that's the problem nowadays. It's too much opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Social media has opened the door for people to just open their mouths in any direction. How it's like freedom. Like it's sad to say, but freedom is just too free.
Mm-hmm. Way too free.
So, like, all right, I'll say something, and it may offend some people, but that you're only going to get offended if you take it that way. But I don't mean no offense. I ain't got a problem with anybody. I don't got a problem with people who got a problem with me. But it's like homosexuals,
mm-hmm.
whether male or female. Don't get mad because I'm straight. Like, I've come across some hostile homosexuals you're straight. And, one day somebody looked at me crazy because, like, I was, and I was like, wait a minute, I thought I had a booger on my nose or something. I thought I had something on my, I thought, like, something was wrong. But the person actually said, like, this is the best life. And I was like, all right, let's check this out. To each his own. If that's what you do, that's what you do. But I'm not hating on you because of who you are. You be that. You know what I'm saying? But don't be mad at me or look at me disgusting because, like, why? Because I'm straight? Because, you know what I'm saying, I like women? Like, come on, man. That doesn't make no sense. But everybody has an opinion on something.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I'll
even go deeper. Like, there's some Africans that come to this country and they just don't like American black people.
Oh, my God,
there's
yeah.
some West Indians. West Indians
mm-hmm.
come to this country. They don't like American black people. Oh, they lazy. Oh, they this. Oh, they that. They don't want to do this. They want to do that. Listen, you got to
unbelievable.
Look at it. Listen, everybody got a little bit lazy in them sometimes. But the thing is this. Yes, we do have some issues. But for the most part, when you keep getting sidelined and blackballed and not allowed to certain opportunities, because some of them could come over to this country with a good boom, some good credit. They just give them a good line of credit and say, because we know they're going to come over to the country and they're going to pump money into the economy because they're going to start a van service or a Chinese restaurant or a liquor store. They're going to start something.
Yep.
So they're given certain opportunities that individuals here are not given. But a lot of people don't think about that. They'll look at it as
that's where the, y'all are lazy. You're like, how are we lazy? What? Unbelievable. That's how they look at it, because they feel that they'll do things that we won't do.
Exactly. My issue is just the fact of like, why can't we just be people? Why can't we just be like, why can't we be more of a being than a human?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's so focused on color, nationality, this, that, and the third. Like, why are we so focused on that?
When we
all came out the same hole, and we all gonna go in the same hole.
That's right.
What makes you different from me? Why? Because you think your color's better? It's like something I said on Facebook the other day. Smart people don't respect intelligent people. Why? For the life of me, I can't understand that.
I don't know. I can't call that.
But my thing is, it's like, why can't we just be who we need to be to each other instead of just turning around and just being all angry and opinionated and this,
because,
that, and third? Like,
and that's the
like
reason why, because you have, once again, like just what I said, it's like everybody's trying, like, it's like everybody's trying to be in the in crowd. Like you know, you have in school, in high school, everybody got it. And I think that's where it starts. So I don't know if it starts from that. Maybe it started before that. Maybe, you know, that's just the way it goes. But it's like everybody has to have a clique. So it's like, we got to gang up on this person because that person is not us or different from what we are.
And that's BS, because, I have conversations, or, you know, me and certain individuals talk of different backgrounds, and some of them may think I come across like I'm pro-black. No, I'm just pro-people. I'm just pro just being who you are.
But it's nothing wrong with being pro-black.
But that's the whole thing. I just want to be pro-me. I'm at a point in my life where it's like, listen, I don't give a damn what color spectrum you come from. I don't care. Listen, I'm just trying to be pro me, and if you don't want to be pro you, then that's your business. But don't get mad because I'm doing me, and you just mad because I'm not. You're not fighting for your people, my people. Listen, don't talk to me about my people, because my people is if you talk my people. Listen, my black people, they out there killing, drugging, doing everything the same people other people are doing. So don't sit up there and say, my people. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to get involved in that.
But they feel,
I'm looking,
you know, when
past
they say
that whole color.
You know, when they say that, they feel that they're connecting with you. And I, you know, it's like I hate hearing that sometimes. But they say it because they feel that if I say your people or your black, you know, I'm connecting with you. No, you're not connecting with me. And once again, as I said, it's nothing wrong with being pro black, because like I said, Klan members are pro white. That's what they are, and they preach it every day. And once again, that's what I'm saying. They preach that all the time. Well, they always say white power, white power, white power. So why can't we say black power? Why can't we say Black Lives Matter? Why can't we say black panther?
Yeah.
Why can't we say anything that has something to do with black? Because
and the powers that be will demonize whatever we do. I'm not saying it's an excuse.
Go ahead.
But they demonize everything that we do. Black Lives Matter is a gang or a terrorist organization. How can Black Lives Matter be a terrorist organization? Like, you know what? I think that's my problem with the news, and that's my problem with TV, and that's my problem with radio. You know, there's too much useless information sharing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? To be honest with you, I don't want to know what's going on over there. That's why I watch it. I don't want to know what's going on in another country. I'm just trying to deal with what's going on with me right now.
Right, right.
I don't need to know. I don't want to know what's going on in the next borough. I don't know what's going on in the next city? I don't want to know. I don't care. I'm trying to figure out what's going on right here. See, that's the thing. Everybody want to figure out what's going on. What's going on in Chicago? What's going on in L.A.? What's going on here? What's going on here? Listen, I ain't got to be informed by the news to be a sociable individual or care about what's going on. But it's like people just become too goddamn nosy. You give them too much information, and then they think they know everything. And then next you know, it's like it's all willy-nilly. Like,
yeah,
all right, we got Trump.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Trump getting ready to come in. Now, yo, real talk, I don't see. Now, I've watched a couple of State of the Union addresses from Clinton to Bush, you know what I'm saying, to Obama. I don't see how this dude can actually stand there with a serious face and do a State of the Union address. Like, he to me, he sounds like he's going to be doing stand-up. Like, I don't see it. I really
don't see
like him to stand there for like an hour and a, like, yo, no.
And
you
know what's so funny?
He don't have speech like that.
But you know what's so funny? The same people that sit up there and say, oh, you didn't watch Obama. You ain't watched President Obama. Undivided. Those are the same people that going to be watching Trump. They're going to be sitting there watching Trump, and they still going to have something to say. Oh, he's not. Yeah, you already know that. So why sit there and watch him and torture your eyeballs or your ears? Why sit there and torture your eyeballs or your ears?
Yeah, because they just want to be nosy. Nosy. Everybody just want to be nosy. It's like the lady in the window in the project just looking. Oh, I saw Rashid, and this is not up.
Wait, what was her name from In Living Color? Oh, Benita Betrayal from In Living Color.
Yeah.
And she's like, you ain't
always
here
out
for
the
me.
Yeah, always out the window. Always out the window.
Always sit out the window telling somebody business.
Yeah, mind your business. But that's what I'm saying. We're too much in that. Like, yo, all right, this whole Chris Brown and Soulja Boy thing.
Oh,
yo,
my God.
Listen, I don't care about them little frail asses. If they, listen, let them loose in a lobby somewhere or an alley. And let them
exactly.
Go fight. I don't care. You got Mike Tyson training this person, Mayweather training this person. Train
let me say something
do,
about that.
Right.
Go ahead.
Like, yo, why is that even important? Like, there's people dying, diseases, all types of stuff, hurricanes, floods.
You
Jesus
know what
coming,
it's about?
And you concerned about two little, they like 100 pounds
balls.
Straight
taking
up.
The you know, it's taking the focus off of what are the real issues now. To say something
but only
about
for, but
that,
you know what? Only for our people, because only our people, and I say black people or minorities, they fall into that shit. They fall
of course.
Into it, and I'm like,
you don't see,
I don't want to hear that.
You don't see Justin Bieber getting ready to get it on with what's his name, Vanilla Ice or not Vanilla Ice. Eminem. You don't see Justin Bieber and Eminem trying to get ready to go at it each other. But you know what? The funny thing about that whole thing is, it's not even. Now, Chris Brown had his say with Soulja Boy, whatever name is, Soulja Dummy, whatever. But Chris Brown is like he's chilling. He ain't even thinking about that dude. That dude is making a mockery of himself because, once again, he's trying to make himself relevant. He had that one song that, everybody, oh, Superman and all that other stuff. But it's like, all right. You, it's not cute no more. You're not 14 anymore, whenever the hell it was when you made it. You're a cornball now. You went on Love
and
Hip Hop.
Like,
ain't
he like 30 years old calling himself? Ain't he like 30 years old calling himself?
Exactly. Wait, he went on Love and Hip Hop, that Love and Hip Hop show with some, I think, Teddy Riley's daughter or something. I think it was something like that. Made a dummy jackass look at himself on there. All right, then now nobody is really being bothered. So now let's see, 3 years later, 4 years later, now you're going to do something, and now you got beef with Chris Brown, so-and-so, so-called, and now you want to make yourself look relevant, and you're getting all these people on your side. First of all, and I just argued with one of my children about that, I said, first of all, why why are you getting involved? What I said is, Mike Tyson and whatever, who was the other, Mayweather, why are you even getting involved in training this nonsense? I said, first of all, Mike Tyson, especially Mike Tyson, should know better than that, because you are And I, like I said, I know he come from, you know, he come from Brooklyn, repping Brooklyn. You know, he come from the streets. We know that. But okay, you're beyond that now. You should be on another different type of level. All the crap that he had going on in his life, you should be on another level now. And it's like you don't see Evander Holyfield or what's his name, George Foreman, or anybody like that. You know, volunteer say, "Yeah, I'm gonna train him." No, because they're on a different plateau now. And that's what I'm saying for Mike Tyson. It's like you need to like, come on, you entertaining this? Like, you really entertaining this young man?
Well,
I wouldn't even
entertain.
I told that young man, listen, I just told him, listen, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Don't call my house no more. I hung up on him.
Somebody's getting money out of this whole situation, simple and plain. But you know what? Like, it's like you said, the boy trying to make himself relevant because
mm-hmm.
he ain't got nothing else going for him. And it is what it is. But my problem is the fact that how we, and I have to say my black people, get so caught up on this stuff that doesn't even matter.
Exactly.
Like, really? Like, yo, they're changing the history books in school and saying that Africans migrated over here looking for work. We didn't migrate over here. We were stolen. But you
mm-hmm.
can care about some damn Chris Brown and Soulja Boy? Really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they know these young, they know just who to target. They know these, once again, they know these youngins are not paying attention. They know these youngins are disconnected. And the sad part about it, these are the same youngins that have children. They have children themselves. So
exactly.
Guess what? When they get up in that age and they start reading those, and they read in the history books, and they see that in the book, you think they're going to tell their kids, oh, no, that's wrong. They're not going to tell them that because they don't know themselves. Because they're not paying
exactly.
attention. But I bet you they can tell you, oh, Chris Brown won that fight with Soulja Boy. That's going to be in his. Oh, yeah, you know, the two of them fought and they. Or this one had a baby with this one. And, yeah, R. Kelly. And they can tell you. I bet you can tell you everything about that.
Yeah,
but they won't be able to tell their kids,
think,
listen, that's wrong. What you read in that book is wrong. I'm going to tell you the real story. You know why? Because they're not paying attention. That's another thing I want to talk about. These youngins.
Not paying attention. They're not educating themselves.
They're not paying
all.
Exactly. They don't pay attention to anything. They're disconnected from this world. They're disconnected. And I'm, you know, it saddens me sometimes. Right.
Thanks, social media.
And I told my my nieces that the other day, that this is an Instagram, because some people don't know the IG thing like that. But this is these children are Instagram, and they're growing up on Instagram and Facebook. It's no longer the TV anymore. It's Instagram and Facebook that are raising these kids now.
Yeah.
That's who's raising them.
That's true.
Because guess what, mommy, like I said, if mommy's not paying attention to me, then I could just go on Instagram and get attention. I could just go on Facebook and do some twerking videos or show my body, because you know what everybody else do. Oh, my friend so-and-so is doing it, so I know I can do it. I can sit up there and throw a whole bunch of makeup on my face and take pictures, and I'm going to get boys and this one and that one to put likes and all these likes and put all these hearts under my pictures and say, oh, yeah, you look good and this, that, and the other. Them likes is like crap to these kids. Their cell phones, the likes, it's like crap to them. If they take a picture, and you know what? I experienced, not me, but I'm saying I experienced with my younger son. And
uh-huh.
This was when he was a little younger and he just started on social media. And he was getting upset one day because he wasn't getting no likes on his picture. And I said, are you kidding me? And
nope.
He said, oh, I must not be cute. I looked at him like he was crazy, because I'm saying, what? You came from me. Ain't no way. You ain't good looking. It's unbelievable. But that's what it is.
Well, my thing is, if you look to social media to, if you judge your life by social media, then you just don't have a life.
But some of them can't help it.
Say,
some of them can't help it. If they can't help it.
I don't know
if you don't
why
have
not.
Nobody, Because if you don't have nobody in your life telling you anything, then you can't. You have to seek it elsewhere. If that okay, let's not even say
looking,
the youngest.
Looking for dub and all the
yeah, exactly. Looking for dub. That's what it is. Let's say okay, okay. Let's go on to husband and wives. If your husband not giving you no attention, he's at work or you're in your home. And he's not giving you any attention. Or when he comes home, he don't pay you no attention. Where you going to look for it? Oh, I could go on Instagram. I could go on Facebook. I can go on Backpage.com. I can go on Backpage.
You don't
want to know
what
that is. You don't want to know what that is.
Nope. No. My virgin ears can't take that.
Yeah, you don't even want to know what that is. But, yeah. You know, you can go, and once again, they have all kind of, social websites that you can go to and look for that attention. Look for love. Just like you said, looking for nub. Yeah, they're going to give you nub. They're going to give you nub because that's the thing is, it's a bunch of, what's the word I'm trying to, it's a vultures. That's for lack of a better word. It's vultures on it because guess what? On the other side of that computer, that person, he ain't looking for love or she ain't looking for, she looking for somebody to use while you're looking for the love. And that's why a lot of relationships and marriages, this is the breakdown of it. It's not the actual social website that's messing it up. It's the people. It's
yep.
the people that you're encountering on there.
Well, because you got a lot of people that don't have lives,
right?
So they live a Facebook life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because there's a lot of frauds walking these streets. A lot of frauds out here.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. They think just because they got a little nice house and they got this and they got that and they may be well off, listen, they still fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
They're in some way, shape, or form, they're fraudulent. Listen, when you don't see people up on Facebook like that, it's for a reason. Because they're too busy out there doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to say that I don't, because of the show, of course, I'd be up on Facebook. I'd be looking at stuff. I'd be reading posts and stuff like that. But, yo, I don't do Instagram. I don't do Twitter. I don't do that other stuff. That's just me. But I don't take this propaganda stuff that they put on Facebook serious. Like some of these so-called news stories ain't real news. Somebody fabricates this stuff.
Oh, yeah, every day.
But there are people out there that don't use their brain, because maybe they don't have one, but they don't use their gray matter to decipher what's real from what's fake.
Mm-hmm.
But
they love killing off
fake
celebrities every day.
Oh, yeah.
They kill off the
like,
every day they're killing off somebody.
Weird, you know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable.
So I'm just like, that's why my social media is not a problem for the people who created it, but it's a problem. It's like a new addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get drugs, you got social media.
That's what I said. I said the likes and that attention, it's like crack to these people. That's what it's like heroin or crack. It's like, oh, I can't live with it. Oh, I gotta see what's going on. And you know, I'm guilty of it. Something not really the like thing, but sometimes I'll be like, oh, let me go on Facebook and see what's going on. But I don't do it. Like I said, I don't do it for just to be, fiending for it like that. You know, I just go on there, just like you said, just go on, look for little videos or something to laugh at or whatever, or somebody saying, somebody's
birthday.
Some
banging-ass recipes. Banging-ass recipes up there.
That's what I'm saying, stuff like that. But a lot of these people, they go on, like I said, they go on here because they're looking for that attention. They're looking for like I said, the heart, the pictures, and, oh, you got hearts under the picture, and this guy talking about, oh, yeah, you look good. Hey, pretty lady. You know, they look for that
stuff.
Put
some lotion all over your body.
All over your body. I drink your bath. Like, it's
your
like
mother.
That. But it's
Martin,
like, it's like, you still
not too much.
You don't even have to, like, Back in the day, listen, I'd rather have dealt with that when I used to go to the clubs back. You know, you go to the clubs back and got days and them dudes were saying stuff like that. You don't even got to go to the club no more. Well, people don't really do that. Well, I don't know if they do club things or not, but you don't ever do that no more. Just go on Facebook. That's all. Put a picture up, and the next thing you know, that's how I go.
Yeah, put a nipple out. Right, show a little bit of a nipple.
Yeah, a little bit. You even
have a million. You have a million likes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I've seen it. I've seen it because I'm on Instagram, and I've seen it where, like I said, women that know, but I'm friends with them on Instagram. And if they got, like I said, if they got a picture of their face, they get a couple of likes. They might get like 50 likes, maybe 20 something likes, or whatever, whatever. Don't let it be a whole body picture, and then most women that I know are kind of on the healthy side. You know, some of them big girls. You know, got men that like big girls. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But honey, let them put them pictures out there. Oh my goodness, they getting 100 likes, 200 likes, 300. Oh, wow. All she showed was a little cleavage. She can't help it if she a busty woman. She can't help that.
No. Listen, you can't put the turkey on the table and expect people not to want to eat.
And I get it, because like I said, I mean, you know, I'm guilty of it when I see a guy, you know, like a guy, he may have a picture of himself, but like, you know, if it's, you know, if he got a nice physique or something like that, and he, you know, showing off his chest or something like that, or, you know, well, now with us women, it's the print in the sweatpants, so, you know.
Oh, you wait. Tank got a couple of those pictures up there, because I know you love some Tank.
Yeah. Woo! But yeah, him, Tyrese.
High five. Not go there.
Huh?
So let's not go there. Not go there.
But I'm just saying, you know, with us women, it's the sweatpants, the gray sweatpants, the print in the gray sweatpants. So that's our, like, how y'all would men like
now,
cleavage.
See, no, see,
I'm saying,
see,
like,
y'all
how y'all men
something.
Like cleavage and booty. That's what we like.
Now, watch you go. Now, this summer or this fall, you're going to have dudes walking around with cucumbers or pickles in their pants. You know what I'm saying?
You late,
and
brother.
They've
been doing that. You late.
And
you late.
And they wearing tight ass sweatpants. Sweatpants look like a superhero. Like it was painted on.
You late. Did you hear what I said? You're late. They doing it already. That's been done.
Walking around with pickles and drawers.
Yeah.
That's nice. You're going to walk around with a salad between your legs.
Well, listen.
But that's
I don't know about that one, but it's, like I said, they do that, and they get all them likes, but if the guy just shows his face, it's the same thing. That's what I said. It's funny because you would think, you know, I used to say, okay, well, maybe just the women, you know, maybe it's just the women that get those likes like that because, you know, we have more to show. But nope, I digress. It's the men now. They do it, and the women be 500 likes, 200. It's like, oh, okay, well, you know.
Well, y'all was nothing. Women have had to change the game and step it up because there's a lot of weak dudes out there. There's a lot of frauds, a lot of Frodo Baggins thinking that, you know, I'm coming out here trying to, oh, yeah, I'm a man. Like, you ain't, shut up. But you want to go lay on the couch. Shut up. Shut your mouth. Go make a sandwich. Go do something with your life. Dude, listen. First of all, I don't know what movies you was watching, but you can't come into some woman's house and try to take over, especially if she have like a male son or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like a son. Listen. Eventually, you're gonna get. Especially, you're gonna be disrespectful. Listen, you're gonna get got. All right. Like your days, your dude, you lazy ass dudes. Your days are numbered.
They've been
you
watching
think
Baby Boy.
Be screwing up the game. So you're going to screw up the game coming in chick house. Yeah, baby, I'm down on my luck right now. This, that, and the third. Listen, everybody got a story.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a good story? Is the question.
Is it a good story?
Notice, I'm not dissing anybody because everybody got a story. I had a story at one point. I was going through the drama. Child support and all this and that, some women can deal with it. Some women, you know what I'm saying? They just like, I can't rock with you. I can't rock with you no more because I just can't deal with that. But you know what the thing is? When you weather the storm and the sun is out, then what?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like I said, everybody got a story, but is it a good story? Don't be picking up them little magazines on the side. Like, you could listen. There's junk magazine and there's books.
Yep.
If a dude or a chick got a book, then that's different. But if they a magazine, put that damn thing back.
Don't be picking
up magazines. Yeah, and that's the thing. Everybody picking up magazines and they ain't picking up enough books.
Nope. They don't want to. You know why? Because the book is too complicated. If you
get
how about this? Which would you rather read, a Harry Potter book or Mad Magazine? You gonna pick up Mad Magazine because Harry Potter got 9,000 pages to it.
and you gotta visualize. You know,
gotta
you
use your imagination.
Your head. Yeah. Mom, that's the imagine a what? Imaginate. Imaginative? What's that word?
Imagine.
Yo.
Magic?
Yeah, your majesty. Magic Johnson? What we
at? Magic Johnson?
I don't understand it.
Yeah,
that's really what it is.
A book is too complicated. It's too much to read. I don't want to read that much. I just want to get to that. I want to get the magazine. I just want to go to the part. And guess what? Even in the magazine, you got to read a little bit. But you know what? I don't want to read. I just want to look at the pictures.
Hey, oh, yeah. Well, see, now you got those types.
I just want to look at the pictures. I don't even
want
to read the bubble part, the little bubble part with the cartoon. I just want to read.
Yeah, they just want the pictures. They don't want nothing else. Like, oh, I got to look at the pictures. This magazine has to have pictures. See, magazines, they got pictures. Not every book has a picture.
So you got to use that imagination. They don't want to do that.
Well, a lot of people don't have it no more. They're not very creative. Like, society nowadays doesn't foster the type of creative mentality that people should have. It just fosters you being a drone or a zombie, a follower, a sheep. That's that.
Nope.
You be a follower, you do good. You raise your conscious level, you're a rebel to the system. Gotta get rid
of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You gotta discredit you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And now,
all the time.
Now, we got 15 minutes left, so I got to touch upon this real quick. This Dylann Roof. Okay.
Oh,
I don't know why it's such a big deal about him getting the death penalty. All right. Walk with me. Put the sneakers on and walk with me. Take a little walk with me. He went into a church, sat down. His plan was already in his head. I'm going to sit down with these people, and I'm going to watch their sermon. And then after that, I'm going to shoot them. I'm going to shoot everybody. I'm going to kill everybody. So wait a minute. And you're shocked? Or people's making some big – like, listen. That should have been decided a long time ago. Just the thought, everything he did was premeditated.
Exactly.
They said he wanted to start a race war. He was very blatant about everything that he wanted to do. And you're like, oh, wow, I don't think he should die. Some people don't think he should die. Listen, my thing is this. I don't want him to live to do it again to somebody
else. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So somebody need to get control of that. Because, I mean, I remember coming up, you know, grandma used to tell the stories on the Bible how people used to get stoned and this, that, and the third. Listen, there's punishment. There's punishment for the crime.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
It's like, yo, so he took the lives of, I believe, what, nine people?
Nine people, yep.
In a church.
And you don't think...
watching them. Praise God. And you seem to be like, oh, well, I'm shocked that he got the death penalty. Like, that's crazy. Really? I think his life should be spared. Maybe he can do some good in the world. Really?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah,
if the Sandy Hook shooter was still alive, would they be saying that? And he killed children and adults.
Listen. Look at Charles Manson. Look at Charles
exactly.
Manson.
And he's still alive. He's crazy as hell, but he's still alive. But I think they're keeping him alive for a reason.
Yeah, because they waiting for the mothership to come get him. 3054, you on the air with the menu. What up?
Oh, God.
I'm back.
Oh, my God.
The hot rod. Rum, rum.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Before I get started,
doing, sir?
Well, I was calling you a few minutes ago, and you killed the mood by talking about Dylan Roof. I don't get you guys. I was getting all wound up talking about cucumbers and everything, and lotion and showers. And now we're talking about
cucumbers and everything.
I ain't saying nothing about that lotion.
Lotion?
I don't know that one.
Oh, well,
exactly.
I was thinking about the lotion, you know. I was about to take a cold shower, you know, in a few minutes.
Oh, gosh.
But one thing I want to point out, and what stuck in my mind, what Big Red said, is that how social media became the new parenting now. How we was back in our days, I think I could speak for all of us, the streets taught us the lifestyle. We lived on the streets. And now our children are learning from life and social media. And it's funny how that changed a lot. We know how to survive because of the streets. The streets taught you how to fight, how to, you know, make money, how to do whatever. And now we care about fake story, my brother D said, attention, like, and booty shaking. Well,
yep.
I don't mind the booty shaking. I'm not gonna lie, but still.
He said, I don't mind the booty shaking.
You know.
Well, they killing the nudie bar industry, man.
And that's the thing.
But,
I'm not gonna lie about my good old times. I went to the strip clubs all the time back then, underground, overground. That's how I learned about sex back then. Trust me.
Well, you know what? You went out.
Right.
You can't stay in the house, opening the computer or the smartphone, and it's a wrap.
Yep.
You're on it for hours.
It's funny how that works. You could be on your phone, a simple phone, for hours.
Smartphone
is only really 10 years old. 10 years ago, the iPhone came out. And look what it has done to all of us, give or take.
Horrible. No, iPhones are horrible. Horrible.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, them iPhones. They horrible because you can't. Okay, at least with like other phones like the Galaxies or the HTC, you can change. Like you can get a battery for it or whatever. Them iPhones, there's no battery to replace it. If you don't have the right type of charger, don't charge, and then don't lock out yourself off the phone because then you got to take it to the Apple store and all that. It's horrible. Them iPhones is horrible. I hate them.
It's a monopoly. It's a monopoly.
That's what I'm about to
say.
Yeah,
exactly. And they got it. They gained it. They got it.
Yep.
What was his name? Steve Jobs. Listen. He said before I leave this earth, I'm gonna get everybody brainwashed, and he did it.
I think that's the key thing again. Brainwash. Most people today are programmed. Brother B say all the time, people do not think for themselves anymore.
Nope.
People don't open a book. If I know everything about a Chris Brown Soulja Boy fight, which is really nonsense, compared with what's going on today with Donald Trump, President Obama, and everything else in the world, you know? You care about Chris Brown?
Yeah.
I don't care about none of them. Well, you know what I find interesting? Wait, go ahead, Hot Rod.
No, it's like people will pay money, their hard-earned money, for a fake fight because they got trained, because they're going to get trained by Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather, and by Big Red. They're going to get trained by who the heck cares in the end, but people will waste their money for that. It's like, where are our priorities at? But you will go to a mom-and-pop store and ask them for a discount on on a bag of chips.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Let me owe you.
You know?
No,
exactly, owe you. Or they will jump the turnstile, but they can't afford $275 on the subway.
Mm-hmm.
But they're wearing a pair of Jordans that worth $200.
Yeah, you got a $200 pair of Jordans on.
You know why? Because, once again, is what you said, Hot Rod, the streets. We went out and we had to learn some of these survival skills. They stay home and they watch people fake skills.
Mm-hmm.
Or they listen to people who claim they have skills. Because, you know, everybody got skills and everything. Because a lot of people go up there on Facebook Live and say, hi, I'm the sexologist. Or hi, I make the best fried chicken. Or hi, I do this. Or hi, I do that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, when you get on Facebook Live and it's you and your kids, that's great. I like stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's family oriented. That's you know what I'm saying? That's to me, that's what Facebook should be all about. But when you start saying, like, hi, I do this better and I do this and this and that, and you have some impressionable idiot or somebody who chooses not to think for himself or somebody who has no identity and they need one are going to follow you.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to take everything that you're doing and then they're going to copy the formula and then, boom, they're going to try to pass it off as their own.
Exactly.
Like,
that's why that boy was sitting up there acting like he was a guy in college.
Yo.
That's true.
Yo, I'm listen.
And he was getting away with it until he got caught.
He sure was. You know, wait, y'all know he tried to buy some type of BMW or something. He tried to buy a BMW or something like that, and they caught his behind trying to buy that, and he ain't had no money or nothing.
He practiced. Listen, you know, some people sleep on these cartoon movies. But, yo, some of these cartoon movies are deep. And one, I've said it before, but I will say it again, and I'll never forget it. It's called WALL-E. That cartoon movie right there really shows our society, our world in the future. It just really, like, when I saw it, I watched it twice.
Mm-hmm.
First time I was watching with my daughter, because, you know, this, that, and the third. But then I watched it again, and I was like, yo, this is real right here. Like, this is, it was kind of scary and sobering at the same time.
And
I was
and
like,
it's happening
yo,
right now.
This is a cartoon movie. Yeah, yo, yeah. Because, yo, look, I look at my daughter, 13 years old. She would lock her room in the sofa for hours playing Minecraft, and then she'll come out to eat and go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and
like,
I'm like, yo, come out the room. Yeah, and I'm like, come out the room. No. But she still likes to go out. She used to go out and do things, but there are other kids out there that just won't leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
You have some parents out there that just won't leave the house just because they just don't want to. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, encourage their kids to stay in front of the TV. I ain't going outside, so why you got to go outside?
Yep.
Well, those are the lazy ones. And to some point, some parents are just tired of fighting or just dealing with it.
Yeah, because you send your kid outside and, shoot, somebody else's kid knocked the hell out of him. Then you a parent that, you know, you try to make peace, but then you got the other parent that come out, and then she ready to put her and her husband come out, or boyfriend or whatever. They ready to pull a gun out on you. You know, it's sickening now.
World star.
Yeah, it is.
World
yeah,
star.
Exactly. World star.
Yep.
Makes you know everybody pulling out their phone, and you getting your head all bloody on the ground, and they pulling out phones.
But you know what? Like, the most interesting thing with all of that, these are the same people. You'll ask them, do you believe in God? And they'll say, I do. But if you believed in God, would you really be doing the stuff that you're doing?
Right.
I'm not saying I'm a saint, but I ain't going out there videotaping people fighting. I ain't encouraging people to fight. I ain't telling nobody to twerk or putting a leash around their neck and telling them to walk around on all fours in front. I ain't doing no junk like that. I'm not doing that. But you got people out there doing crazy ass stuff, and then they turn around and say they believe in God. No, you don't. You can't believe in a higher power doing the stuff that you're doing.
That craziness.
And that's why for my show, what's the craziness about Donald Trump stuff? That's one of those topics about religion and the Bible, because I have a lot of questions and not a lot of people have answers to it. But like you say, how you can say one thing but do another?
Well, yeah, and you know what? And also on your show, make sure you also mention the fact of how people, especially I have to say our so-called pastors or religious leaders, they neglect certain parts of the Bible. They always go to the ones that they can feed to the masses to help them, to make them look better or make them look powerful, yeah, or make them look like prophets. But what about the other parts? There are other parts of the Bible. They don't talk about certain things. Certain things they just don't talk about.
Yeah.
I wonder why. It's all selective, man. It's all selective, and it's just very sad that there are people out there, and their whole thing is, I want you to be my sheep. Everybody wants to be a shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like there's enough sheep to go around.
Oh. Once again, it's society. Like we say all the time, people are programmed. If you're programmed to a certain type of religion, a certain type of church, you can't think for yourself. They go do the thinking, the talk, everything for you. All you're going to do is donate your money.
Yep.
That's all you have to do is donate your money.
Yep, so the priest can go buy him a car and buy his mistress a dress.
Remember Reverend Ike?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Ike, boy, he was cleaning up, boy.
The pulpit pimps, that's they call him.
He was cleaning up.
1 minute left. Mr. Hot Rod, thank you for calling. Please plug in your show real quick for Monday.
All right,
Monday, Absolute Truth. Absolute Truth, Monday at 10 p.m. or
10:30? Oh, 10:30. Hopefully my daughter go to sleep on time, you know, 10:30.
I got you. Absolute Truth, y'all, on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
Thank you so
Rod,
much, guys.
Big Red.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, brother. Say kiss
to
kid. All right. Try not to get beat. Try not to get a shoe thrown at you. That hurt. That might hurt.
No problem.
All right, brother. Good night.
All right.
Good night, guys.
Have a good night. All right. Good night.
Later. All right. Later, Big Red.
Later.
Another one in the
B.
can. All right. Later.
All right. Later.